Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
This is Bucket Strategy. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome, folks. It is the Ray Program, the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. 844-RAY-SHOW. If you'd like to give me a dial-up, 844-729-7469. Emails. This hour is great for emails. RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. The program, all about your money, your business, and your life. Well, we've got a lot on the agenda today, but first let's say hi to James Stewart. Hello, Jim Bones.
Hey, my bones are doing okay today.
Well, that's good to know, because I know you rattled them up a few months back, and now you're fully healed. That's good. Very, very good to know. Here's the question for you, Mr. Stewart. Is age 70 the new age 65? Some new studies pretty much saying so.
And we're almost going past that.
You speak for yourself, dude. Also, this I found interesting because I've talked about it before. Oh, I just hate being right. I don't. I actually love it. To defer or not to defer? How about both? A new study from the University of Missouri revealing that, yes, your host, yours truly, has been right all along when I talk about having multiple taxable and non-taxable assets, pre-tax. Remember the discussions we've had on pre-tax, post-tax, and tax-deferred and tax-free accounts? Well, now they're pretty much saying, yes, the dude was right. Senate to reintroduce Glass-Steagall. I'm all for that. As I mentioned to the TV viewing audience a few moments ago, you have an interesting couple, John McCain and Elizabeth Warren, reintroducing the Glass-Steagall bill that I guess Bill Clinton was responsible for tearing down that wall. Maybe tell you a little bit more about that. But we start today with taxes and taxation. Jersey Shore's Mike the Situation. Sorrentino indicted on more tax evasion charges. Do not mess with the IRS. Sit back, folks. Relax. Not a very relaxing time when you've got taxes staring at you. The Ray Lucia program starting out. So, you remember the Jersey Shore? One of the worst reality television shows in American history. How those kids, those slugs, those overly tattooed slugs, I shouldn't say it, but you know what I'm talking about if you watch the show. I was embarrassed. Did I watch it? No. Friends have told me about it. But Mike, the Situation, that's his nickname. Hey, what's your name? I'm Mike the Situation.
Forget about it.
don't know how this happens. So Mike's the big-time celebrity, decent-looking, you know, Italian kid from Jersey, right? Kind of a Sopranos sort of kind of guy, right? And what was the other one? Snooki and some of the others? Yeah. How did they make all this money to be evading taxes? Did the show make that much money? If so, can we do the Ray Lucia reality show? We got people like Stewart. Could you take off your shirt? The guy, you know, he's pretty buffed out. If you take off your shirt, show a bunch of tats, could you do that for me?
Yeah, give me a couple of years and I'd be ready.
So the superseding indictment, the first one, alleges that the brothers, he and his brother, conspired to defraud the U.S. by not paying all federal income tax owed on approximately $8.9 million that Michael earned between 2010 and 2012. How does someone like this make $8.9 million in 2 or 3 years? It is alleged that the brothers filed or caused to be filed with the IRS false tax returns that understated gross receipts, claimed fraudulent business deductions, disguised income payments made to the brothers and to others, and underreported net business income. Folks, you don't mess with these dudes. Remember Wesley Snipes? He did hard time. He went to prison. The brothers also allegedly commingled funds among business and personal bank accounts and used the money from the business bank accounts to pay for personal items such as high-end luxury vehicles and clothing, and I will add anecdotally, some pretty awesome gold chains. The superseding indictment further alleges that Michael the Situation, remember, Mike the Situation, evaded his 2011 income taxes, failing to file a personal return, filing a false corporate return for the Situation Nation, and concealing his cash income. Who's paying this guy in cash? What's he doing? I was going to say dealing, but this is all alleged. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just reading the report as it is alluded to in the tax articles that have been emailed to me. In either event, this is not income tax advice for the Situation or anybody, but I would say get a lawyer. Get a really, really good lawyer. Tax day is just around the corner, folks.
You know, unfortunately, I'm not defending them, but what happens in these kinds of situations is these people all of a sudden make a lot more money than they ever have before, and they have advisors around them that aren't of the same caliber of that kind of income stream, and everything
gets... Well, that was Wesley Snipes' argument.
Everything gets all messed
up. But unfortunately, it falls back on your shoulders. You are the taxpayer. You are the taxpayer. And I've had my own, you know, dealings with the IRS over the course of many, many years. You can't be involved in as many businesses as I've been involved in and not go through audits and have disputes over deductions and so forth. But you hire the professional advisors, you let them fight it out, and whether you win or you lose, you belly up to the bar and you pay what you owe. You may disagree with them, you may dispute with them, you may even go to court with them. But it's different when you lie to them, or you purposely are deceitful in filing a tax return or failing to file an honest tax return. So I warn people, because you are literally days away from tax season, unless, like me, you will file an extension. If you file an extension and you file that extension before April 18th, you still owe the taxes. If you don't pay the taxes, you will accrue interest and penalties on the amount that you owe. But at least you can get your paperwork done sometime before October the 15th. But whatever it is you do, make sure that you can document it and don't lie on your return. Do not lie. Because have you noticed? The government is hurting for money. And the easiest way for them to get money is to enforce the laws that are on the books. And by the way, that goes for taxes, immigration, for just about anything that you want to talk about. We have laws, and if you violate the laws, you put yourself in some potential jeopardy. Now, you can complain about it. You don't like the laws. Vote with your feet. That's what voting is for. But tax evasion is a crime, and the penalty can be hard time. So, Mike, the situation, and his brother, I think his name's Mark, I don't know, and Snooki, they all got rich. They got rich off of this reality show, evidently. I don't know. Okay, when we come back, is age 70 the new age 65? A new report says yes. So will you work longer because you're going to live longer? Let's see what Steve Vernon, actuary par excellence, has to say about that. And what about deferring in your pre-tax accounts? Is it better to do that, or is it better to put money post-tax into a tax-free growing Roth, or is it better to do both? That's coming up right here on the Ray Lucia Show. 844-RAY-SHOW. Emails also just ahead. RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. We'll be back right after this.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035. If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
And that is a jam and a half, I'll tell you. Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia program, helping you to make better money moves. This just in, age 70 is becoming the new target retirement age in the U.S., half of all workers age 60 and older plan to retire at 70 or not at all. This according to a recent survey by Career Builder. Now, this is not unexpected given the longer lives of Americans. According to a report by the Stanford Center on Longevity, the average period of retirement increased from 8 years in 1950 to more than 20 years in the early 21st century. And of course, it's growing by leaps and bounds as we move further into the century. Think about that for just a minute. In 1950, if you retired, you were only expected to live 8 more years. That means, Jimmy Stewart, that within a couple of years, you're toast, buddy. You would be history, right? Okay, he's not answering. He ain't answering. His lips are sealed. He doesn't want to give away his age. That's fine. To more than 20 years, and a lot of financial advisors are planning on 30-year retirements. Remember what the statistics are. For a married couple, and obviously, married couples have to plan for one or the other being alive in excess of 20 years. It's not just about me. It's about the two of us, Jeannie and I. Well, I could go tomorrow, but she still has probably 30 years left. How will I support her for 30 years? She's going to lose her Social Security benefit. She would lose a percentage of my very tiny pension plan. I think she gets 25% of it. And then the rest is on her own. Well, she's not going to work and earning much more than a couple of grand a month. How does she survive? Have you figured that out? Have you gone through the math with someone for you and or your spouse? And have you figured what health care might cost into that equation? Have you figured what inflation might cost into that equation? It's really not complex mathematics, by the way. It's just sitting down with a financial advisor who understands retirement planning. Okay, so is this a good option? I say yes. I think it's a very good option. I plan on working until I'm 80, doing what I love doing. Now, right now, I'm only working like half-time. It feels like full-time, though, with all the research that I have to do and all that. But this is a very fun business, but it's a very difficult business. The talk show business, trying to sound intelligent every day. There's a lot of work and research that goes into it. I know, Jim, you and I email at 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes, right?
Unfortunately.
Neither one of us have much of a life, but I love doing it. So what are you going to do? So I go on. I'm reading from CBS Interactive. Steve Vernon, who's an actuary, writes about longevity all the time. Here's what he says. In addition, working longer is a good option and maybe the only option for aging workers with meager retirement savings for a number of reasons. And I would add, not even with meager savings, because those of us that want to leave a legacy, as many of us do, the longer you work, the easier it will be for you to leave said legacy to your kids and or your grandkids. Have you thought about what's going to happen over the next 30, 40, 50 years for the grandkids? Have you thought about that? Have you thought about the fact that Medicare is bankrupt in 5 years or 10 years and Social Security is bankrupt in 15, 20 years? What are the grandkids going to do? They live in California. They're going to be able to buy a house in California? Have you seen what the median house costs? And out in the North County where I live, have you seen what those houses go for? I mean, you know, it's close to seven figures now. How are my grandkids going to afford that? The down payment alone is a couple of hundred grand. That's what we're looking at. So not wanting to leave, that's up to you. But for me, I'd rather sacrifice something while I'm here so that there's something left over for them after I'm gone. But Steve Vernon says it enables you, that is delaying your retirement, to delay Social Security benefits, which, as we have discussed in this program, from age 66 to age 70, your Social Security benefits increase by a third. So if you were going to get $30,000 a year, it's now $40,000 a year. And why that's important is it's $40,000 a year plus a COLA, cost of living adjustment, and it's $40,000 a year to your non-working spouse or the lower earning spouse, because the spouse doesn't get two socials, they get one. Delaying is like adding another life insurance policy for free because you worked. You might also receive health insurance from your employer at a reduced cost. Have you noticed what 65-year-olds or 63-year-olds are paying for Obamacare right now? Have you noticed that? And it ain't going to get much better under the Republicans, by the way, because 65-year-olds aren't as healthy as 25-year-olds. And one of the basic premises under Obamacare, I don't know what the Republicans are going to do to solve this problem, by the way, but one of the basic premises was if you spread out the cost, the 65-year-old wouldn't have to pay that much more, but the 25-year-old is going to pay a lot more. How we solve that problem, I do not know. But if you can have your employer help pay for it at 66, 67, all the way to age 70, that is a bonanza, a true bonanza. Interestingly enough, when you go to work every day, you many times are actually healthier. You're not sitting on the couch eating bonbons or watching daytime talk shows or whatever. You're working. And work and all the social interactivity is very good for the mental stimulation, dementia, and so forth. So working longer has health benefits. There's also wellness programs, quitting smoking and diet and exercise and all that stuff, that you may be able to access through your work. And I mentioned the social connections. So quite frankly, I think individuals in their 60s would be foolish not to consider working until age 70. Because the biggie here is the fact that you get to continue to contribute to your retirement accounts, and you give them another 3 or 4 years to continue to grow. And that is why 70 is the new, or 65, however the saying goes. It is. 70 is like 65. Thank you, and we'll be back right after this.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
I live alone and rarely have visitors, so when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
That's the heart of San Diego.
The heart of San Diego, the Ray Lucia Show. Hey, welcome back, folks. We've been talking today about a lot of really important stuff. Delaying taking your Social Security because you delay retiring and how much more that adds. From age 65 to age 70, I saw in this report, if your Social Security was $29,000, it grows to as much as $45,000 in that five-year period. That's like real money. It's like real money. Now, here's the solution. I need to move on. But the solution is to sit down with a competent advisor. Don't want to do it? I don't have time to cover this one. But a brand new study in on advisor value. How much is an advisor worth? Much more than they charge. And this isn't coming from an advisor. This is coming from a big-time money management firm, Russell. They manage billions and billions of dollars. So now you've heard it from Vanguard. You've heard it from Morningstar. You've heard it from me. And now you've heard it from Russell. You get the right advisor, they will weigh more than make you money. But I wanted to move on to this, which we have talked about, Jim, many times on this program. The whole concept of having different silos of taxation in your retirement plan. And David Lenach wrote, to defer or not to defer, how about both? Now, I have discussed with you all the fact that there is pre-tax money that most of us have if we have IRAs and 401k plans. What does that mean? You put the money in pre-tax. That means it's deductible, if you will, today, but reportable as income tomorrow. So if you're in a 33% bracket now and you put in a dollar, it only costs you 67 cents. When that dollar comes out to you, 20 years from now, 5 years from now, 30 years from now. If you're in the 15% bracket, then you had a chance to compound that whole dollar for 20, 30 years and then pay a much lower tax when the money exits. That's pre-tax money. And for many people, that's a wise move, most I would say. Then there's post-tax money. That's money that you put into your brokerage accounts, like your stock funds and so forth, with money that has already been taxed. That money, you only pay tax on the interest that it earns currently, and then the capital gain, if there is a gain, when you ultimately sell. That's in another silo. Then there's tax-deferred money. Tax-deferred money would be in something like an annuity, where you put the money in, you don't realize a tax until you take the money out. All the taxes are deferred, but when you do take it out, it's taxed as ordinary income. Once again, if I was going to buy a CD that paid me 4%, but I had to pay tax now, or I could buy an annuity that paid me 4%, I would take the annuity. Because chances are I'm going to be in a lower tax bracket when I retire than I am today. That is the case for most of us because today we have jobs. And when we retire, we don't have jobs. And when we retire, we also could have tax-free money. And you get tax-free money from only two sources that I know of. A Roth IRA, where you contribute post-tax money. The money grows tax-free and is withdrawn tax-free as long as you've had it for 5 years and age 59 and a half, or later you start taking the money out. Or borrowing money from a life insurance policy, or withdrawing, if you will, your basis from a life insurance policy. Those are also tax-free silos. So if you have the four silos, pre-tax, post-tax, tax-deferred, and tax-free, Now, when it comes to retirement, according to what David Lenach wrote, he says there's now new research that says you should have both deferred assets and tax-free assets. Well, I concur. Here's what he says. New research from the University of Missouri reveals the best investment strategy for most individuals isn't one or the other, that is pre-tax or tax-free. It is both. I would suggest to you that having all four is even, well, I can't say better because there's nothing better than tax-free, but you are limited, for example, with Roth IRAs as to how much you can put in there. There's limitations on life insurance because you may not qualify for life insurance. And if you get too old, it's not as good an investment than if you buy it when you are younger. So think about that. As far as tax deferral is concerned, there are instances where you're going to be earning a lot for the next several years, but then that income drops off considerably. Or you can see in the future big tax losses. Well, deferring today while you're in a high bracket and then realizing income later on when you have tax losses, that could be a very interesting and valuable strategy. Here's what else he says. Armed with the knowledge that historically tax rates have vacillated wildly, meaning that what seems prudent for a client today may not necessarily be the case when he or she actually retires, a professor of finance by the name of Michael O'Doherty developed a model accounting for age, current income, and income from outside sources from pre- and post-tax accounts. O'Doherty points out, and this is so important, and why having these different silos, I harp on it so much. O'Doherty points out that the tax rate for married taxpayers with inflation-adjusted incomes of $100,000 has changed 39 times since the introduction of the income taxes in 1913, running the gamut from 1% to 43%. Think about that. Conventional wisdom today may be stupidity tomorrow. And I've struggled with this back in the day when I was an advisor, because every time they changed the dang tax code, I had to go back and rethink many of the strategies that we had utilized. I'll give you a classic example. Wealthy individual comes in, they got a bunch of money in post-tax accounts. They put it all in tax-free municipal bonds. Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, what if we go to a 15-20% flat tax and that person is in a 39.6% tax rate today? Muni bonds are perfect, but if you go to a flat tax, I can almost guarantee you muni bonds will take a hit because they'll be less desirable. Who's going to want to buy a municipal bond mutual fund when they're in a 39.6% tax bracket and flat tax rates go to 20%? Or you get a VAT tax, a value-added tax, and tax rates go to 15%. So having municipal bonds, there's a silo of potential tax-free income. A Roth IRA, significantly better. But there's a tax cost to get to a Roth. And that tax cost may or may not be worth it today, because who knows? If you convert today when you're in a 39.6% bracket and tomorrow you're in the 15, doesn't make sense. But here's another thing that you to consider. Under our current taxation, dividends and capital gains have a tax rate as low as zero. So once upon a time, there was a lot of advice and advisors, myself included, saying, you know what, those mutual funds that are spewing out dividends that are taxed at ordinary income rates, let's buy those inside your IRA. Made sense then, doesn't make sense now. Now, if you're in a 15% income tax bracket, you pay zero tax. Zero tax. So sometimes it makes sense to take those dividends, reinvest them, pay the tax now, but the tax rate's zero. Sometimes it makes sense to sell one mutual fund, realize a capital gain in the 0% tax bracket, and reset your basis. So since the tax code has changed 39 times over the last 100 years, it'll probably change another 39 times over the next 100 years. What is the solution? Silos of different tax treatment. Pre-tax, post-tax, tax-free, and tax-deferred. When you have all of them, then you have the ability to time when you take income and how much in taxes you'll pay.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
1-800-875-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
An interesting conversation today about a lot of different things. We've talked about deferring in pre-tax accounts versus doing Roth IRAs, but I added my little twist, which is really, I think, having all different types of asset classes and different types of tax treatment make a lot of sense in a portfolio. I didn't get a chance to get into, Jim, the conversation on advisors. But I have in the past talked about other studies, the Vanguard study quantifying advisor alpha, as I recall from the top of my head, which was, it's been around for 15 years. They've updated it from time to time, but Vanguard has concluded the same thing that Morningstar has concluded. And now, and I'll talk about the Russell study tomorrow, but they have all concluded that if you have the right best practices advisor, they can add so much value compared to, say, the robo. And that's a biggie nowadays. All of a sudden, so many people, in particular millennials that, you know, grew up with iPhones and all that stuff, they're really into this robo advice thing. But the robo advice thing, frankly, is failing. Because if it really worked, Jim, you reported last week that a lot of them are now hiring financial advisors to work in conjunction with the robo stuff.
Exactly. They're phasing out the original, call it .1 version, and now we're in .2 version. Let's add an advisor to make the automation and the advice couple.
Which, by the way, is not too awful different from hiring your own advisor and the advisor to selling you a bunch of ETFs that are 20, 30 basis points or 10 basis points. So anyway, it'll still be less, I'm sure, expensive. But then you make the assumption that it's all about the cost and the expenses. So I'm definitely going to cover that tomorrow. I didn't have time to cover it today. But right now, it is email time, so hit it, boys.
Oh, yes, wait a minute, Mr.
All right, we go to Tiffany's today. Oh, no, we just go to the email from Tiffany. My wife's been trying to get me to go to Tiffany's since I retired formally from the industry, and I haven't.
Oh, good job.
Back in the day, there was a time I've been in Tiffany's before, but even back then, that was really not my style.
I can't even afford the gift box.
I go to my pal Freddie at Unicorn Jewelry.
There you go.
Tiffany's. Woo, expensive. Beautiful, beautiful jewelry. Tiffany, I hope you're being well taken care of at Tiffany's. I'm still working past age 70 and a half for my company. Well, good for you. Do I need to take an RMD? What about my IRAs? Okay, this is a common question, Tiffany. Number one, since you are age 70 and a half and still working at your company, you do not have to take a required minimum distribution from your company plan. Now, if you work for another company and there's money in the 401k plan there, you do. You do. And even if you transfer that money to the company 401k that you're in right now, you'll still need to do an RMD for that particular plan this year. But that's the solution. That's the solution, by the way, with all your IRAs too, because the only one you get an exemption on, and this, by the way, assuming you own 5% of the stock in this company or less. Now, if you own the company, you can't get outside of the required minimum distribution. But assuming you work for, you know, Ford Motor Company or some big IBM monstrosity, take your IRAs. Now for this year, the IRAs you can commingle, whether they're deductible, non-deductible. Roths are out of the equation here because there is no required minimum distribution for a Roth. But all of your IRAs, add them all up, go back to 12/31/2016, whatever the value is or was then, you apply the factor, which will be about 3.7%. So if you had $100,000 in all of your IRAs combined for last year, you'll have to, or for this year, I should say, you'll have to have, because you already owed your required minimum distribution from the year before. But for the 12/31 year last year, your required minimum distribution this year will be 3.7% of that $100,000. You get that out before 12/31 for the IRAs. And then all 401ks, 403bs, 457s that you're not employed in, companies that are employing you, those have their own required minimum distributions. That's all due by 12/31. Again, you get to defer until April 1 of next year, but you'll take two required minimum distributions for next year. Now, if you want to solve that problem, get all your IRAs, 403Bs, 401Ks from other companies, and roll it all in to the company that you're with right now that you're going to continue working. Then you'll have no required minimum distributions. Whether or not that is advisable, I don't know. Because remember, a lot of it has to do with what's your tax bracket now, what's your tax bracket going to be later, what are your heirs' tax brackets going to be after you die. It requires, remember that good financial advisor I was talking about with best practices? Yeah, they'll earn their fee by helping you make a determination what you should do with RMDs. Next, Carol. I heard you say that in order to save taxes, a self-employed individual should set up a corporation or LLC. Why? Well, first off, an LLC does not save taxes unless you choose for it to be taxed as a subchapter S corporation. So that's for starters. Now, when you set up a corporation and you install a retirement plan, like a cash balance retirement plan or a defined benefit plan or a profit sharing plan, when you make employer contributions into the plan and you have a corporation, you avoid having to pay FICA and Medicare. So if you have a $100,000 income and you set up a defined benefit plan and put $80,000 into a defined benefit plan through a corporation, you're going to save about $12,000 in FICA. If you're self-employed, you'll have to pay $12,000 in FICA. That's why the corporation. And that's typically one of the only reasons, tax reasons, why. Because most other things like health insurance are deductible, whether you're a corporation or a self-employed individual. Again, a good advisor, tax lawyer, pension administration company can help you with that. Now, folks, if you need me, I know everybody needs me, but if you need me to answer your questions, go to RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Now go out and make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio.